Is Bonnie Gillespie, and this is the SMFA Essentials module on being your own publicist. That's right, there is a certain time in your creative career where you got a little heat, there could be some momentum brewing, a tier jump is right there in front of you, but you can't yet afford a high-paid publicist to help you make the most of it. Or maybe you did an indie and it didn't come with a publicist. A lot of times if you've done a big studio film or if you've just signed on as a series regular on a network show, yay you, there's going to be a publicist on the team already. And his or her job is going to be to make sure you get your media training and you know how to handle the press and you know how to get in front of these folks so that the heat can continue to help build your brand and help build the brand of the project on which you are cast. So, what do we do when we're at the earlier stages of our career and don't yet have that high-powered person on our team, either because we're not doing something that's that high profile or we can't yet afford it? And let's be clear about the numbers here when I talk about being able to afford it. We're looking at, you know, anywhere from $3,000 to $6,000 a month to put a publicist on retainer and have them get you to all the various events and parties and red carpets and gifting suites and film festivals and be sure that you've had items donated to you to wear or loaned to you to wear so that you can be asked who you're wearing and all that fun stuff. It's a big job. And the people who can make sure that you are interviewed and that there is press coming out that surrounds whatever your latest film festival project might be, these folks get paid really well for what they do. But let's look at the root of PR. You know, PR, public relations, that's publicist. When I say be your own publicist, you are in the world of PR, public relations. And what is that? Public, being in the public, obviously. But relations, relationships, massaging those relationships, making sure that you are connected with people who need to know you exist so that they can spread the word to people who don't yet know you exist so that you are in the public eye more and more. And obviously, the higher tiers you hit, the easier this becomes because just showing up somewhere means you are on the list of people to shoot by these photographers that come out. Awesome, great opportunity when that happens. But until you're there, showing up at some of these events too early, trying to push yourself in on these networking things that you think may be a good idea, there are some missteps. And so the reason you need to work to be your own publicist for a little while is the same reason that you can self-submit on projects before you're at the level where you have an agent or manager that's at a high enough tier to get you into the next level rooms. There are plenty of things that you can do on your own before you're at that point, and that's what this module is all about. So let's talk about probably one of my favorite and one of the easiest ones to do, and this is one I've been recommending since the first edition of Self-Management for Actors, your local press. If you've moved out to LA and had any sort of momentum, if there's anything you've been booked on, even if it feels like it's really no big deal in LA, back home, it's probably a pretty big deal. So definitely look into learning how to craft what looks like a press release. If you're not familiar with press releases, when we do the PDF for this module, I'll give you a lot of resources for those and places to go so that you can see how to model the wording of press releases very easily. It's something that is a different style of writing than you're probably used to. It's going to be one of those things like in our bio and cover letters module where I'm going to ask that you work with people who can proofread everything you do and run it through the filter of, yes, this is what we're used to seeing. Because if it's anything that's a little non-standard, it throws up some red flags. And so getting something that is press release-like out about this, let's say AFI master's thesis film in which you have the lead. That's a pretty big deal, even in LA, but certainly in other markets as well. And so to be able to send back to your hometown newspaper a picture of you and this press release with all the key information, basically you're pre-writing the article for them, is fantastic because they are looking for lifestyle stories. They are looking for success stories about people from that hometown. And then you have Cress. Then you have something that your family back home can mail to you so that you have hard copy, but also you can grab it from their website so that you have a digital version of it. You create a PDF out of that digital version that was on the website, scan the version that was hard copy, you know, frame it and put it up on the wall if you really want to. But you're basically going to start assembling a press kit for yourself so that when you do reach the next tier, you've got something you can hand off and let the pros take it from there. So as you're looking to build this sort of thing, your local press, your hometown paper, someone who does a free blog but wants to interview you about this quirky little role that you played in a student film or in a low-budget web project that is kind of getting viral and has a lot of hits. You know, say yes to those things, but make sure that everything is run through the brand filter. Remember, the why on all of this is because you are brand managing at every turn. And if you are your own publicist, you can make sure that everything that is getting out there about you is on brand, that everything feels really right to you in terms of showing the buyers and the potential fans, this is who I am, this is what I do, and get them excited about that. It's great. When I see people who are doing the SMFA version of being their own publicist very well, I'm always excited because they make it seem like they've got a lot going on. If you're on the receiving end of some of these tools that people send out, you'll think, my God, there's a lot of heat in this person's career. And that's the why behind this. Because if you look like someone who is booking and has a lot of exciting things going on, you are more marketable. You are lower risk. You are seen as someone who is more likely to get the job done professionally and on time and under budget and not cause problems on set. And so the more you can show you're out there working, the better. Now, it doesn't have to be the most brilliant professional set you've ever stepped foot on. It can be a little low-budget indie thing, but there's going to be a moment when you're in Video Village or you're in an area where there's a lot of cool crew stuff going on where someone needs to snap a picture of you with the highest profile person who's also on that set or the director or whomever, somebody who's on the crew that you're just having a blast with, somebody who's filled with charisma. Snap that picture, and that needs to go up on your social networking sites. It needs to be a part of your press kit. It needs to go up in the candids area of your website, something that shows, here I am working, because that is gold in terms of how you're perceived by the buyers in the industry. And keep in mind that if you timestamp your stuff, if you time and date stamp everything and say, here I am in October of whatever year and blah, 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 here I am at the Sundance Film Festival in 1990, whatever. What you've done is draw attention to the fact that that was a long time ago, and maybe you've not done anything that cool since then. So be very careful in using time and date of these things. Time stamping your press, your publicity, your moments out in front of folks can hurt you if you're not actively getting press, which is one of the reasons that we put together this module, because if you are doing these things, you will be able to start getting your own press, whether it's being interviewed in the free blogs, being a guest on podcasts. Right now is a really great time to be an actor because there are so many other actors who are creating their own content, and therefore they have these weekly podcasts and they need guests. And if you got some momentum, you just booked some cool job, you can be a guest on a podcast and get to talk about it. And even if the buyers never listen to it, the fact that you're able to list that among the things that you've done can go a long way. So don't underestimate the power of that. Certainly you can do things like place ads in the trades congratulating yourself. You can, you know, create interviews with yourself and send those out to the buyers. I'm going to give you a fantastic example, probably one of my favorite ninja moves about that in the PDF later in this module, so stay tuned for that. But one of the things that I want to do is keep this affordable for you. There are lots of ways that you can start to research what's going on out there and how you can be a part of it even before you've got someone who can help get you invited to a lot of events. You're going to spend a lot of time looking over the Hollywood news calendar, or it's the Hollywood PR calendar is what we call it, but it's newscalendar.com. I'll include all these links in the PDF, of course. You're going to scour through Getty Images and wireimage.com and take a look at what the events are and see their events calendars and see where there are people just a tier above you or where you hope you will be by this time next year based on the career momentum you currently have. And start seeing where these folks were popping up before they were household names. Looking at the most famous people, looking at the celebs, isn't really helpful for this, because you're getting to see people who have all the advantages. When anybody on the red carpet is interviewed about what they're wearing and how great they look, they credit their team, because they have something like 10 people helping them in terms of they've got a stylist, they've got a makeup artist, they've got hair who's different from the makeup artist. You know, they've got someone who's accumulating all these things for them to wear, including the jewelry, and maybe from three different places, and the shoes, and the handbag, and all of it, as well as teaching them and training them on what to say when they're asked questions. You don't yet have that team of folks working with you, and so the do-it-yourself version of it is to study the folks who are up and coming, but getting on those red carpets. Look at the folks during award season who are getting out to these red carpets and showing up earliest. The people who show up earliest in the day tend to be the ones who know that they're not going to be huge head turners because they're not huge celeb names, but they still got the cred and they can be there. You can start to watch what it is they're doing and maybe look back a year ago and see where they were a year ago and what kind of parties were they being invited to, where were they showing up at screenings and openings and events that are going on at the unions and anything like that that you can plug into now or at least start tracking now. You know, I'm a big fan of lurk then lead. You're going to start doing a lot of research on what is actually out there happening. And if there's a step and repeat hung up behind these folks, the step and repeat is that big board of all the logos, of all the things that are being sponsored or advertised that night at that event. And then it's on this red carpet in front of the step and repeat that the actors and other folks who are there are being photographed. If you can pay attention to every place that has a step and repeat hung up and start to see that some of the events are actually quite small and the step and repeat itself is quite small, the strip of red carpet is quite small. But it doesn't matter, because the photos that you get to showcase on your website and in your press kit show you out and about doing things that working actors do in this industry. And that makes a big difference in terms of perception. I'll also share a resource, a few more resources that are link-based in the PDF. Just some reading that I'm going to want you to do that other people have put out there, as well as a couple videos to watch. Because there's actually a lot of really good information out there that you'll be able to use as you continue to build the part of your show Bible that includes where to go and where to be seen and how to do it before you're at the point where you can hire someone to get you invited to all those things. The key to tier jumps oftentimes is heat. And so what I don't want to have happen, and I'm so glad you guys are doing this module right now, what I don't want to have happen is have you get that first opportunity that looks like a really clear tier jump and not be able to take advantage of that momentum. Because not being able to take advantage of that momentum means you've lost the fullness of the opportunity that it could have been. I'm going to have you study junkets and watch the mind-numbing questions that are asked. You're going to learn how to practice brand prov, which of course we've talked about in a lot of the work that I cover in Self-Management for Actors on branding. But there's going to be quite a bit to the how of all of this in the PDF. So I'm looking forward to hitting you guys with that. And I just want to make sure that as we close out this MP3, that it is clear that your goal at first is to just start researching what it is that other people are doing, not 10 tiers above, but one tier above, two tier above where you currently sit. And if you're still at the copy credit meal stage of your career in a minor market, that means you need to look at the people in your same minor market who are getting paid. What events are they going to? Where are they being photographed? What is it that they are showing up to that maybe you have access to and freely? And can you start being seen at those events and working your networking muscle to put yourself out into the world of the working actor? So just start by studying that. Make a list of what you find as you observe and start building up the version of your show Bible that talks about all the cool places that you need to show up. And that means not just parties, red carpets, screenings, panels, networking events like that. It's also trade papers, newspapers, magazines, blogs, podcasts, any place where people are out there getting interviewed about their start, about where they are at this current tier and headed to the next. when you start seeing those and tracking, oh, this is a publication that's open to somebody that when I go to her IMDb page, she actually only has 2 credits. But by reading this article from this local publication or from this blog or on this podcast I heard her do, she sounded like all that. How wonderful. How is that happening? Well, that should let you know that's a publication that is open to you coming in even before you've got a ton of work on your resume, because they're all about the good story. So how do you become a good story? More on that in the PDF. Till next time, this has been the SMFA Essentials module, Be Your Own Publicist, and that means I have been Bonnie Gillespie. Till next time, stay ninja. Mwah.